Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching is entitled See and Be Changed.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. We sang Child of the Poor at last Sunday's Mass, and afterward, my husband and I were talking about God's particular love for the poor, the oppressed, the occupied, so much so that God deliberately sent God's beloved Son to be born a child of the poor. Well, was that impoverished birth absolutely necessary? What if Jesus didn't actually have to come as a child of the poor? God's gift is always, always the constant revealing of God's very being, especially in coming to us as Jesus Christ. But what we might not always remember is that having a world full of poor, oppressed, occupied people was not God's plan. That's our doing, we humans. Jesus was a child of the poor because there are poor everywhere. So out of endless love and compassion, God arrives where in our sin and pain we need God most. You're wondering what this has to do with Jesus' baptism. So fast forward. Does Jesus Christ, God in flesh, the sinless one, really need to be baptized? John doesn't think so. Maybe, just as happened in Jesus' birth among the poor, he doesn't have to come to John to be baptized. Instead, being God in flesh, he arrives again where, in our sin and pain, we need him most. Jesus comes to show his solidarity with us, his beautiful, broken sisters and brothers. Is God still present where we need God most? You tell me. Look around today. It's so easy to feel discouraged. As I record this message, the top five headlines in my news app are a failed 13th vote to choose a speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, updates on the murders of four college students, Russian shelling during what was supposed to be a ceasefire, more January 6 insurrection prosecutions, and news about how inflation is causing more people to go into debt. Everything about humanity's worst side is right there on display. And yet, into all that, Jesus arrives, not just in history, but here now as the Christ. His baptism, everyone, is still a gift to us because it says that even our worst side can be redeemed and transformed through love and through the beloved in whom God is well pleased. God is still present, dear friends, where we need God most, still offering us the option to see and be changed.